NYC crime wave, teen attacked, stabbed by masked suspects on Manhattan subway platform. By Ethan Lepkman on October 9, 2022. A 17-year-old was stalked and brutally beaten by a group of masked suspects before he was stabbed on a subway platform in New York City. According to police, the teen entered the subway system at East 53rd Street and Lexington Avenue in Midtown Manhattan at around 4:22 p.m. on Saturday. He was coming off a shift working at Shake Shack, the New York Post noted. 1 minute later, six individuals entered the subway station through the same location and approached the victim waiting on the northbound 6 Line platform. The group of individuals proceeded to start punching and kicking the 17-year-old multiple times in the head and body. During the beating, one of the individuals pulled out a knife and stabbed the victim multiple times. The gang of attackers then fled the station to parts unknown. New York Police Department, NYPD, officials believe that the victim and the attackers had known each other previously. He said he had a beef with them, a police source told the Post, but it was unclear what the dispute was over. EMS attended to the victim at the station and then transported him to New York Presbyterian/Weill Cornell Medical Center. While the teen received multiple staples, he was listed in stable condition. The NYPD is searching for approximately six black males who were last seen wearing black hooded jackets, black pants, and surgical masks. According to NYPD crime statistics, major crime in Democrat Mayor Eric Adams' New York City has increased by 32.7% since last year. Assaults are up by 15.9%, and crime on the city's transit system has jumped 41.6%. Breitbart News recently reported that rising violent crime has emerged as a deciding issue for most American voters with the 2022 midterm elections approaching. Recent polling shows that 77% of voters believe violent crime is a serious issue. As violent crime soars in Democrat-run cities, Senate and House Republicans are highlighting the Democrats' soft-on-crime policies in their campaign messaging. You can follow Ethan Lepkman on Twitter at @EthanLepkman.